The Analogy of Religion. Joseph Butler. This volume is from the Christian Classic Collection published by BSB Publishing, LLC. Copyright 2025 by BSB Publishing, LLC. Joseph Butler. Joseph Butler, 1692 to 1752, was an English bishop, philosopher, and theologian whose profound intellect and moral insight made him one of the greatest defenders of Christianity in the Enlightenment era. Born in Wantage, England, he entered Oriel College, Oxford, where his logical precision and deep piety soon marked him as a rising thinker. Ordained in the Church of England, he later became Bishop of Bristol and Dean of St. Paul's Cathedral, eventually serving as Bishop of Durham, one of the highest offices in the English Church. His masterpiece, The Analogy of Religion, 1736, stands as a landmark in Christian apologetics. Written in an age of skepticism, it argued with calm brilliance that the truths of revelation harmonize with the patterns of nature and conscience, showing that reason, rightly used, supports rather than contradicts faith. Butler also wrote influential sermons on human nature, in which he portrayed conscience as the voice of God within the moral life. Wise, balanced, and deeply devout, Joseph Butler embodied faith that welcomed reason without losing reverence. His legacy endures as that of a thinker who proved that Christianity, when thoughtfully examined, stands firm against the doubts of every age. Introduction. Joseph Butler's analogy is apologetics with a steady pulse, patient, reasonable, and quietly devastating to shallow objections. Writing in 1736 against fashionable deism, the bishop philosopher argues that the very features critics dislike in Christianity, mystery, partial evidence, unanswered whys, also appear in the world God has made. Since God's providence in nature includes limits, risks, and gradual processes, it is hardly surprising that revelation does too. In Butler's famous maxim, probability is the guide of life. We trust doctors, juries, and friends on converging evidence, so too the claims of Scripture. Across calm chapters, he builds a cumulative case. Human beings are moral agents under a righteous governor. Conscience has authority. Character endures beyond death. Rewards and punishments are fitting, and the Christian scheme accords with the way things are. The result is not bravado, but humility. Faith is reasonable without pretending to be omniscience. Read slowly, pencil in hand. Watch Butler turn objections into mirrors and common life into parable. By the end, you'll feel newly equipped to live with confidence in a world where risk and trust are normal, and where the gospel fits reality.